This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we are not alone, are we, Robbie?
We are not alone, Dean. You're never alone. You've always got me. But more importantly, we're not alone.
God, help me.
We're not alone in the studio right now. We did have a special guest coming up after 6 o'clock, but being prompt and on time.
It's not like a drag queen, is it?
Why not get her in now?
She's not working on drag time today.
Hurtful.
Fabulous Melbourne drag sensation, Missy Lemix, joins us. How are you, Missy?
Hello, Missy. How are we, people? Oh, no, that's beautiful.
Applause, you wouldn't be used to it. I know.
You're nasty.
I am.
Lisa Mann's away at the moment. She's gone overseas, so I'm filling in for her for the next few weeks. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to turn up 27 hours early. I'm actually not on until 3 weeks away.
It is a very Lisa Mann thing to do, to arrive at least 3 hours early for anything.
Yeah. I was very surprised that Lisa wasn't at the airport by 11 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah, when the flight left 10 o'clock last night. I wouldn't put it past her. Now, I'm particularly happy that you're here, Missy, because you have brought me a iced coffee.
Yes.
Because I wasn't able to sleep last night, and I'm starting to be unable to string sentences together. So thank you
for
that.
I'm just glad to have another person in the studio, because it's turning a little bit haywire, I'm going to be honest. I mean, we'll get into our Missy segment a little bit later.
All right.
That's after six, where we'll get down to our Missy goss. I've got some important news that I want to talk about, everyone, immediately.
Uh-oh.
Does this sound familiar?
Well, it doesn't. You played this to me earlier and I went, what is this, Dean?
This is the theme to Beverly Hills 90210. Classic 90s teen series that went for 10 years. It's the only reason Tori Spelling kept a job down. About rich kids. And it was amazing. Do you not know? Missy's looking at me confused.
I'm not sure who Tori Spelling is.
Wasn't Tori Spelling like the daughter of the guy that made the show?
Yes.
That's why she got an acting job.
I was very excited for this because Beverly Hills 90210 was remade into 90210 when the height of remake was going on, which is all the time. And they did a little bit extra where Shannon Doherty was back in it. Kelly was a teacher at the school. She was a counsellor with the difficulties she had in her life during the 10 years of
Shannon
the series.
Shannon Doherty, Missy. Charmed.
I think I went to school with a Shannon Doherty.
They're making so much fun of me. But the reason I'm excited is that Beverly Hills 90210 is returning again. So it's getting a third remake.
Remake of the remake.
Third time's the charm.
Time's the charm.
Are they remaking the original or remaking the remake?
They were with the original cast, all except for Luke Perry, who passed away.
Oh.
And he was originally written in and he was in talks to guest star. He wasn't going to be a main cast member. But now they all have no jobs. So they've come back. And the irony is, when they were all younger...
What happened with the Spice Girls? As soon as they're all unemployed,
they were all like 20 or 30-year-olds. Well, they were... Ian Ziering was like 38 and playing a 16-year-old, and that he was making his career. But now they're actually all the ages they were. The characters are the ages they were when they got the jobs in the 90s of their real age.
All right, making my brain.
Are they going to be like 80 in the
show? They were 30 when they got the roles, the actors, but they were playing 16-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And now their characters are 30, so the remake is happening. And I thought it was going to be a TV remake. It's a whole new Beverly Hills 90210.
Figure that one out.
It's a whole new Beverly Hills 90210. I'm very excited for it. I will not be attacked.
Now, Dean, neither Missy or I know anything about what you're talking about because we're very young and you're not. But
I was about to say, I know Missy's not into popular culture because I've seen how high those wigs go.
What I understood from 90210, the whole thing was they lived in the same apartment block?
No, that was Melrose Place.
Never mind.
So you know Melrose Place, but you don't know 90210.
The only reason I know Melrose Place is because I had someone come over from an online application one time when I lived on Chapel Street, and the whole of our apartment building was missing. It was like all internal gardens.
Is this the one next to Prenn Station?
You've probably been there. We've all been there, girl.
I have an idea of internal gardens.
Oh, well, I had one, and the whole inside of the building was missing, and this guy come over and he goes, oh, this looks like Melrose Place. So I had to Google what Melrose Place was. And then I realised he was way too old to be with me.
So that relationship didn't last long.
I've got my South Yarra apartment. You're gone.
Look, he has to go all the way back to Fitzroy.
Where the old people live. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you live there now too. Yeah. So yeah, you can hold your tongue. But Gary does live there. I'll leave that there. But I'm very excited for Beverly Hills 90210 returning again.
Right.
Because Tori Spelling needs a job. And I just can't wait. It's starting next week and I'm very excited.
So Tori's back.
The whole original cast, except for Luke Perry, who passed away last year.
Into the gym.
The entire original cast is back. And this series made them household names, obviously not to any of you.
Yeah, I wouldn't
but to
have
everyone
so.
Else. So it's very exciting. Jason Priestley, oh, it's very... I'm letting it go. They're looking at me
I know it was a huge deal and there will be people listening to us in their cars screaming at the radio going, we're silly because we don't know what we're talking about. I know it was a big deal to people.
I'm curious to see how they're going to recapture the old characters because Brian Austin Green was like the geeky kid in high school that basically grew up. He was the only character that was the actual actor that was the actual age of his character. And he kind of grew up on the show with the 10 years it was there. And now he's like this beefy, buffy, tattered, and he's in all these sci-fi dad gorgeousness. And he has to go back to playing this really ridiculous, nerdy character that's married to Tori Spelling. So it's going to be interesting. I'm very excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, is it set on the beach?
It's set in Beverly Hills, but it's not. There was Beverly Hills 90210, and then there was 90210. And it's BH 90210. So ooh. I'm very here for it. I love an abbreviation. I am here for the remakes of all television shows.
It's not Broken
Dallas
Hill.
Dallas was amazing. Dynasty. It's not Broken Hill.
No. BH.
Yeah, BH.
Beverly Hills. I get them confused. Broken Hill.
Oh, well, a little less glitter at Broken Hill.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The one thing I remember about
just as old.
About 90210 was any time you had to put your address into an American website to prove that you're an American, your zip code was always 90210. Because it's the only one anyone in Australia
but it was
knows.
Always hilarious because it's like they were shopping at thrift stores on Rodeo Drive. Doesn't happen.
I've just realised. Is 90210 the postcode?
That's the postcode.
Yeah, for Beverly Hills 90210
is
the postcode.
Oh, my God. I could have my own show 3806 Berwick.
I mean, I'm very here for that. Very here for it. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jean. We're joined by the fabulous Missy Lemmings. Bye, Lisa. You're gone already. It's done. Enjoy Amsterdam. Robbie's looking at me upset. I can't do that. You're with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9. I'm Flint Street. Calm down. This is Strangers. All right, it's all gone crazy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.